Hello.
Hello. Hi, my name is Percy and I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Surveys. And today we're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about the issues facing your community and the nation. So do you or does anyone in your household work for any news media outlets, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Alright. So, alright, that would be a no. So do you happen to be 18 years or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yes.
All right. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
Definitely vote.
All right. Would you mind sharing your age?
80.
80? All right, thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Caucasian.
Caucasian, all right, thank you. So regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
I guess Independent. Not
all
really.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Not registered Independent, but I vote for whoever I think is going to do the best job.
All right, thank you. So thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Very dissatisfied.
All right. So now I'm going to read you a list of some different issues and concerns that some people say they want their members of Congress to be focused on. And for each, I would like if you could rate it on a scale of 0 to 10, based on how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on it. You can use a 10 for the most important issues, a 5 if you think it's somewhat important, and a 0 if you don't think it's important at all. The first one is tackling climate change.
3.
Creating more jobs and raising wages.
10.
Reducing crime.
10.
Securing the southern border.
10.
Lowering taxes.
10.
Creating more affordable housing.
Again, 10.
Funding for drug and substance abuse programs.
7.
7, all right. Protecting abortion rights.
2.
A 2, all right. Thank you. So now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which a 0 means that you feel very warmly and favorable feelings towards them, a 0 means you basically don't like them, and a 50 would be neutral. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of them, you can also mention that. So the first one are MAGA Republicans.
90.
All right. What about Kamala Harris?
20.
Republicans in Congress?
90 again.
90. All right. So just want to kind of reiterate, a 0 means you don't like them, a 100 means you do like them, and a 50 is neutral. All right. What about J.D. Vance?
Don't know that much about him, so 50.
50, all right. What about Lori Travis Dreamer?
Again, 50.
Joe Biden?
2.
Janelle Bynum?
Again, I don't know much about her.
All right, no worries. What about Democrats in Congress?
Very unhappy, 2.
Ron Wyden.
Haven't heard much about that.
All right, no worries. And what about Donald Trump?
I would rate him about 100.
100, all right, thank you. So I know it's still a long way off, but if the presidential elections were held today, for who would you be voting for?
Trump.
Trump, all right, thank you. So I know it's like a long way off, but if the elections for U.S. Congress were held today, for who would you be voting for? Republican Lori Travis Dreamer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Probably Dreamer, because I don't know much about any either of them.
All right. Well, no worries. But maybe, like, based on, maybe let's say their political party or affiliation, for who do you think you would lean towards voting? For Republican, Lori Chavez Dreamer, or Democrat, Janelle Bynum?
Dreamer.
For Dreamer. All right. Thank you. So even though you're not going to support Janelle Bynum now, what would you say are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Would you say there's a fair chance, a small chance, just a slight chance, or no chance at all?
Small chance.
Small chance. All right. And do you approve or disapprove of the way that Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Very disappointed.
All right. Thank you. So do you approve or disapprove of the way that Lori Chavez Dreamer is handling her job as your member of Congress?
I'm neutral on that.
All right. No worries. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you. So now I'm going to read you a little bit of information about your two candidates running for Congress, this being Lori Chavez Dreamer, the Republican, and Janelle Bynum being the Democrat. So as mayor of Happy Valley, Lori Chavez Dreamer led Oregon's fastest growing community, making it more business friendly, offering more affordable housing for families, and creating a safe place to build a career and raise a family. In Congress, she has been one of the most bipartisan members, working to solve our toughest problems from homelessness to access to child care. Lori was tired of the same old divisive politics and knows that nothing is more important than showing up to work and getting the job done for Oregon families. And the second statement about Janelle Bynum is that since serving in the State House since 2016, Janelle Bynum is the first black woman to represent our community. A working mother and local business owner, she is living through the same struggles as the rest of us. She sees Congress playing political games, so she is running to fix what's broken and bring practical solutions to everyday problems, like lowering the cost of groceries, housing, and prescription drugs. Janelle wants to make sure that hard work once again pays off and that every Oregon family has a chance to get ahead. So based on these statements, who would you vote for the elections for Congress if they were held today? For Republican Lori Chavez Dreamer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Republican.
All right. Thank you. So what specifically stuck out to you most about Lori Chavez Dreamer, the Republican, that makes you want to, like, support her?
Mostly that she's a Republican.
All right. Would it be just that she's a Republican?
Well, just that, from what you told me, what she's been doing.
All right. Do you want to specify?
Get taxes down and get housing affordable.
Things that she's been doing, like lowering taxes and making housing more affordable. All right. Thank you. All right. So now I'm going to read you a few statements that people make about Janelle Bynum, and if you could rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 10 means that this statement is very convincing, 5 means that it's a somewhat convincing reason to want to support her, and a 0 means that it's not at all convincing. So the first statement is, Janelle Bynum has a history of protecting abortion rights, and she has never wavered on this issue After Roe v. Wade was overturned, she sponsored a bill to ensure Oregon women have the same rights they did when Roe was still in law. And in Congress, she will fight back against Republicans who want to overrule Oregon law with a national abortion ban. And if you could rate the statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 10 means that this is a very convincing reason to want to support her, a 5 means it's a somewhat convincing reason, and a 0 means that's not a convincing reason at all.
0.
Janelle Bynum hears politicians say our economy is getting better, but as a working mother of 4 and local business owner, she is facing the same struggle we are. Her children can't afford to buy a home around here, and rent has skyrocketed. Low-paying jobs aren't cutting it, and that's where her own business hires low-skilled workers and offers scholarships to help workers gain the skills they need to advance, to pass opportunities on, and to make sure everyone has a fair chance to get ahead.
Zero again.
Zero? All right, thank you. Janelle Bynum is sick of what is happening to our neighborhoods and the partisan games that continue to be played. Like many of us, she voted to measure 110 and thought it had good intentions, but she has now seen how disastrous it has been for our community. Rather than ignoring the problem, she took the first step to fixing it by crossing party lines and voting with Republicans in Salem to recriminalize drugs. Janelle will always put solutions over politics.
If that's true, then five.
Janelle Bynum is not your standard Democrat and doesn't believe either party has all the answers. She says politicians are just playing games and that she's going to Washington to change its ways because it's no longer serving us. And she's done it in Salem, where she has bridged the gap between Democrats and Republicans to find practical solutions to create more manufacturing jobs and get fentanyl off our streets.
I don't know what. I don't know what that is.
All right, no worries. So, would you say that you can't rate it then on a scale of 0 to 10?
Can't rate it.
You can't rate it? All right, no worries. So sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. So having heard this information, for who would you vote for if elections for Congress were held today? For Republican Lori Chavez Dreamer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Dreamer,
all right, thank you. So now I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns that some people have made about Lori Chavez Dreamer. And if you could please tell me how much do each of these statements trouble you about supporting her for Congress? Do they trouble you a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all? So the first statement is, Lori Chavez Dreamer is an out-of-touch multimillionaire who doesn't understand the needs of Oregon families. She has spent extravagantly and had taxpayers foot the bill, from limos to luxury trips to golf. She spends her time in her multimillion dollar home in Arizona and at parties in D.C., while people from Oregon deal with rising costs. Lori is more concerned with funding her lifestyle than making sure people from Oregon can make it to their next paycheck.
Is that a true statement?
I believe so it is, yes.
You believe the whole statement's true?
I'm sorry?
You believe the whole statement is true?
Yes, I do. But again, it is just what I have to read. I have to read it verbatim. So it's not really up to me to decide if you think it's true or not. But really, it's just your opinion. So if you don't think it bothers you at all, I can put not at all. Or if you think it bothers you, just some, quite a bit, or a great deal.
Just some.
All right. Lori Chavez Dreamer sold herself to this district as a different kind of Republican in order to win in a district that doesn't tolerate extremists, but her voting record shows that she's not different at all. Rather than help us, she has supported tax cuts for the wealthy while voting to cut access to Social Security and Medicare. She hasn't done much to tackle inflation or housing costs. She knew what she needed to do to win, then got to Washington and towed the party line. Does this bother you? Not at all, or just some, or quite a bit, or a great deal?
Just some.
Just some? All right, thank you. So, kind of hearing all that information now, for who would you vote for if elections for Congress were held today? Republican Lori Chavez Dreamer, or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Dreamer.
Dreamer, all right, thank you. So, we're almost done. We only have, about 5 more questions left. So, I do want to thank you so much for your time this far. So, what is the last year of school you have completed?
Got 2 years of junior college.
All right, thank you. So what is your marital status?
Widowed.
Widowed, all right, thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
All right. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
All right. And in the 2020 elections for president, who did you vote for?
Trump.
Trump. All right. Well, this will conclude our survey. So I do want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. And hope you have a great rest of your day.
Good.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Goodbye.